conclusion.
We are thinking about the third topic
tonight. We want to think about the third topic tonight.
就是基督徒的政治责任是什么
？And the political responsibility of Christians.
我们昨天提到了，因为人犯罪，所以需要政治。
Last time we mentioned that because men have sinned, and that's why we need government.
就是人需要有统治者、管理者、约束者，使人的自由不会败坏到。更可怕的
Men need someone to govern over them because they're sinful, that lest they be more corrupt.
你不能想象一个没有人管，每一个人都自由的社会会败坏，会邪恶，会腐化到什么地步。
You cannot imagine a society where sinful people is not being governed over, how evil it will become.
所以政权的存在
So the existence of government authority
是一个必须
It is a necessity.
那么是谁促成这个必须呢
Then who actually bring out this necessity?
是管制万有
He's the one who governed over the whole world.
创造世人
The one who created mankind.
的上帝
God,
用他的权柄许可政府的权柄存在
with sovereignty and permitting the government authority to exist
这样
and then so,
我们刚才王牧师读的圣经
that's how Reverend Ong read that passage
没有一个权柄不是从上帝
not even a single authority doesn't come from God
所以你要服上面的权柄
so you got to submit to the authority high above
当每一个人都顺服政府的权柄
when everyone is submissive to the government authority
社会就有秩序
Then the society is with order.
社会就有秩序
And also with order.
有系统
And the system.
有赏识
There is a reward.
有刑罚
There's a punishment.
那么你说政府的责任是什么
So where then is the responsibility of
government? 政府的责任是赏善罚恶
The government is to reward the good and also to punish the evil.
那是行善的百姓
Those people who do good.
要保养他要称许他要奖赏他
They must be praised, they must be rewarded
那些犯罪的
And those who commit crimes
要审判他
They must be judged
定罪他
They must be condemned
要禁戒他
They must be warned
这是政府的责任
This is the responsibility of government
保罗说呢
So Paul says
如果你不要怕政府
If you are not, you don't be afraid of government
你就行善
Then you do good
而且你行善呢
When you do good
不但是为了不但为了律法
Not only for the sake of the law
更是为了你的良心
But for your own conscience
所以如果你不要怕政府
If you do not want to be afraid of government
你要做好事
You want to do good things
后来保罗在这个加拉太书第五章发挥这个观念
Later on Paul in Galatians to the fire expounded this
圣灵所结的果子
And the fruit of the Holy Spirit
就是仁爱喜乐和平仁爱恩慈良善信实温柔节制
And with this nine aspect of the fruit of the Bible,
接下去讲什么话呢
What then he says?
接下去是什么呢
And he says,
反行这样事的人
And those who do these things,
没有律法禁止
No single law will prohibit them.
马来西亚的律法有没有说不可以帮助人
In Malaysia law, is that a law that says that do not help people?
不可以和平
Do not have peace?
不可以做好事
Do not do good things?
没有那种律法
No, no such law.
所以圣灵所结的果子
So the fruit of the Holy Spirit
是九种
This is a nine aspect.
从仁爱
From this
喜乐
joy
一直到节制
And come to self-control.
没有律法制止
No law will prohibit.
如果你的良心敬畏上帝
So if a conscience worship God,
照这些原理去做人
Then do according to this principle.
那么不但说世界的律法不能控制你
No, also the law cannot govern over you
没有办法勉强你
No, no, nothing to force you
你说你不需要受法律所牵制
Also you do not have to be governed by such laws
所以圣经说也为了良心的缘故
So the Bible says for the sake of the conscience
因为你不是为了良心怕政府才做好事
It is not because of conscience fearing the government you want to be a good man
因为你的良心是顺服圣灵所以让圣灵透过你结出圣灵的果子
Because your conscience wants to submit to the Holy Spirit and Holy Spirit through you but bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit
感谢上
Praise God
那我们看到这个政府的存在
So then we see the existence of the government
是为了人类的好处
For the sake of human good
所以从政治的手段来看
So from the political means
是人权产生政权
It is the human authority that produces the government authority
但是从政府原先的功用来看
But to the original function of the government
政府服务人权
The government is to serve human rights
政府 保护人权
and to protect human rights.
人要强力东西的时候
so when people want to rob from you,
政府要抓那个人
the government will catch him,
保护你这个人
and to protect you.
所以政府是要维持良善的秩序
so the government is to keep the good order.
禁止邪恶的扩张
and to prohibit the spread of evil.
所以政权是比人权更高吗
so then the government authority is higher than human rights?
不是的
no.
人权在政权之上
human rights above government authority.
那么神权在人权之上
and then also God's sovereignty is above human rights.
昨天我们已经提到这个事情
last time we mentioned this.
那么圣经到底是提到是用哪一种政治的制度来治理百姓的
That's the Bible teach with what kind of government system we have to rule over the people.
古代的国家
in the ancient nation
都是用神权的威望来使大家佩服
They use the authority of God so that people will fear the government.
所以皇帝是代表天意。
So then this emperor will represent a heavenly mandate.
天下所有的人对圣旨都要跪下来。
So all the people should bow and kowtow to this the emperor.
皇帝要绝对顺服。
So the emperor should be totally submissive to
him. 但是事实证明。
But the facts will prove.
进步的国家都赞成一夫一妻制。
And also the advanced nation will also promote the one wife, one husband.
啊，这个叫做 monogamy。
Monogamy。
但是所有做王的人就有嫔妃、皇后等等宫女几百几千个。
But then the emperors have many wives and concubines.
所以他有权威作为作夫。
So he has authority.
道德来带领百姓。
But then he doesn't have that morality to lead the people.
所以到最后呢？皇帝越来越乱来的时候
Finally, when they do not observe anything at all,
百姓就起义
The people will oppose them.
百姓就革命
And also with the revolution.
推翻
And to destroy
it. 变成了以人权的民主就开始
So then the human democratic begins.
这样王权
So the government authority, the emperor's authority.
民权
And also the people's authority.
哪一个是圣经所要的
Which one is what the Bible demands?
我们讲民主这两个字的时候
When you talk about democracy
Democracy 是从希腊文的 demos 加上 kratia 两个字来的
Democracy comes from Greek demos and gratia
叫 demos 是什么
What is demos?
People
People
Gratia 是什么
Gratia
就是权柄
That's authority
So the authority is from the people
那么权柄是由百姓而来的
这个叫做民主
That's called democracy
民要做主人
So the this people might be the master.
所以当你们选的时候呢
？So when you make your voting,
联合国别的国家会派人来看。
And this United Nations, other nations will send people to observe.
还有美国一个老总统有时候会自己跑来的。
And American one or old president sometimes he comes.
这个人叫做 Jimmy Carter.
It's called Jimmy Carter.
你们听过他名字吗
？Have you heard him?
如果从前没有听，刚刚听我讲，已经听过了。
You just heard now.
Jimmy Carter 哈
，Jimmy Carter，
他在美国近代的总统里面
，In the recent past few presidents of America，
应当是最弱、最没有什么强硬的手段，也没有太大成就的。
He's the one probably the weakest, don't have much achievement when he was a president.
但是他这几十年来最好的基督徒做总统。
But for this decades of years, he was the best Christian to be a president of America.
那你说基督徒都很笨的，有什么用呢
？So it would be a foolish president for a Christian. What for?
他没有什么政绩嘛。
He doesn't have this good result.
我要讲他两件事。
But two things.
第一件
，the first，
他做总统也就从 Georgia， 就搬到华盛顿去。
So when he became the president, he moved from his home to Washington.
当他到华盛顿以后
，So when he was in Washington,
就这典礼
，and also at inauguration.
完了以后
，after that，
几个礼拜以后
，a few weeks later，
他就参加华盛顿一个教会。
So he actually became participating in also one of the church in Washington.
每个礼拜做礼拜
，every week he goes.
那有一天，他到牧师那里要求一个报名单。
So one day he go to the pastor wanting a form.
A formula. No. 那么他在 form 里面他说什么？我盼望这个教会答应我教主的学。
I hope that this will allow me to teach Sunday school.
所以呢 ，Jimmy Carter 在华盛顿做总统的时候，每个礼拜教主的学，是主的学老师。
So Jimmy Carter when he was president of Washington D.C. he was still continue to be the Sunday school teacher.
你们很多青年人我。哪里叫主人的小孩都不是我的事情。
So you as young people, you say you look after the boys, you say I don't teach them.
美国总统做主流学老师，你呢？
But the U.S. president also turned to be a Sunday school teacher. What about you?
你如果不会试试看
？You say I cannot, but what do you try?
努力做
，You try.
人家总统这么谦卑
，Even presidents are humble.
第二件事情
，The second.
当他做了一任总统以后
，After one term of presidency,
他没有再连任。
He did not have a second term.
但是他变成最近几十年美国最伟大的总统。
But he became one of the greatest, this ex-presidents of America.
如果 Clinton 是常常忘记拉裤子的
，If Clinton is one forget to put his zipper,
Carter 从来不忘记。
Carter never forget.
他很规矩做总统。
He is a very good president.
后来一天呢
？One day,
在 Helsinki 有一个会议叫做人权大会。
In Helsinki, there was a Congress of Human Rights.
他去参加了。
He went.
他去参加，就把世界历史一个很重要的东西转过来了。
So he turned actually important event in history.
你们有谁知道这个事情，请举手。
Anyone who know about this? Raise your hand.
有没有人知道？我以为有一两个后来爬爬手再放下去。
Maybe one or two.
好，我告诉你。
I tell you.
从前
in the past,
一个公认的条例。
The one law was affirmed by the public.
人权是内政，外国不可干涉。
Human right is internal affair, and no foreign power should intervene.
No foreign power should intervene in any country. That is an affair of their own country.
那么有关于这个人权，外国是不能够干预的。
他在里面争取
，then he was fighting for.
人权不是内政。
Human right is not the internal affair.
人权是世界公有的事物。
It is also the property of the whole world.
是全世界要关注。
The whole world is concerned of that.
后来通过了。
It was passed.
所以呢，吉米卡特很伟大。
So Jimmy Carter was great.
这样呢，印尼选举的时候。
So Indonesia when they had the polling.
他飞去看。
So he went there to watch.
看看你们算票诚实不诚实。
See whether in the counting of the votes is fair or not.
你们制度可靠不可靠。
So whether your system is trustworthy.
所以他变成了人权协会的监督人。
So you become actually the examiner of this human rights.
很多很多的国家。
Many of the nations.
去尊重他。
I respect him.
去欢迎他。
I welcome him.
所以我现在要告诉你。
So I'll tell you.
民主是好的。
Democracy is good.
但是当百姓发脾气甚至发神经的时候
But when the people get angry or go something wrong mentally
民主可能落在一些暴民的手中摧残更多人的福分
And also democracy may become the tools of the mobs and also cause more troubles
所以民主都是受基督教影响才产生出来
Even though democracy are all influenced by Christianity because it comes to me
你不能说圣经是完全站在民主这一方面。
But you cannot say the Bible totally stand on the side of democracy.
为什么不能说圣经是完全站在民主这一方面
？Why say we cannot say that the Bible totally stand on the side of democracy?
启示圣经给我们的上帝，他知道人人都犯了罪。
Because God who revealed the Bible, let us He knows that everyone sins.
所以所有的权柄是在罪人的手中。还是很危险。
So all the authorities in the hand of the sinners and still dangerous.
在一个君王的手中是很危险的。
In the king's hand is dangerous.
在更多的百姓的罪人的手中还是有危险。
In a lot of people who are sinners, again it's dangerous.
你看最近这十多年。
So you see, these last decades.
每一个国家都有普世民权、人民的主权，这个有人民人权的这个监督的协会。
And they also want to have this society or community that watch over these human rights
for inspecting human rights
human right
achievement
他们的这个明显的成就
当在马来西亚
in Malaysia
有欺负人权
and if you were to go against
违背人权的时候
something against
有一个协会在那里管制到底这个政府怎么样
and there will be a committee that inspect and also watch over that
所以有一些政府就用收钱收买一些人他们管制自己是收钱的就乱讲
so some will bribe these people who are inspectors
所以人的问题人永远没有办法解决
so man cannot solve man's problem
那请问圣经所讲的权柄应当从哪里来
so the Bible what does it talk about authority
所以不是 democracy
not democracy
是 theocracy
Theocracy.
什么叫 theocracy?
What is theocracy?
就是神才是永远权柄的最高主。
That is God is the supreme and eternal power.
那么上帝变成独裁，对不对
？So then God become a dictator?
你不要这样说。
No, don't say that.
所以我要给大家看神权跟民权之间曾经发生过什么事情。
I want you to see that what theocratic and also democracy, what happens then?
摩西带领以色列人。
Moses when he brought up the Israelites
to Egypt.
Exodus.
你过了红海以后
，After they cross the Red Sea，
海面说：“你们看我功劳大不大？”好。
You say I will start a good marriage.
哦、oh, ，你的功劳很大，是你带我们出来。
Well, you are the one who bring us a good marriage.
现在我要做王。
Now I want to be the king.
快快立我做王。
Appoint me as king.
摩西有没有要求做王
？Did Moses demand that?
有没有啊
？Did he?
我问你有没有啊
？Did he?
没有。
No.
摩西说：“你们看耶和华。”
Democrat, this is Moses says, "Look at God."
你们看法老。
Look at Pharaoh.
今天你们所看的法老。
Today the Pharaoh that you see.
永远再也看不见了。
Forever you won't see it.
要看耶和华今天怎么样的
行为。You must look at Jehovah how he perform miracle among you.
这样他们就看见神的权柄在那。
Then they see that God's authority now on the place.
对他们就敬畏上帝。
And then because of that, they fear God.
他们过红海有。
When they cry, after the cross,
200,000人赞美上帝。
Two million people praising God.
后来过了两天，赞美到累了，要吃饭，没有东西吃。
But two days later, after the president get hungry and nothing to eat,
他们不再赞美上帝，就骂。
No more they praise God, they scold him.
就骂上帝。
They murmur against him.
哎呀，所以基督徒是很麻烦。
So this is the troublemakers.
仲裁票。Hallelujah, Hallelujah, 仲裁票。
When they strike the lottery, you want to praise God.
等到困难来到的时候
But when difficulty comes
主啊我要死了都是你害的
Lord I'm about to die you caused me so
大家有顺利的 Hallelujah 赞美主
When you're plain sailing you want to praise God
所以人的赞美是常常受自己的主观的错误的观念所影响
Men's praises many times is controlled by their wrong concepts
所以摩西在最后的40年
So Moses for the last 40 years
一点不像他最早的40年在王宫享受一切的荣耀尊贵
He was notLike a time when he went to the palace to enjoy all things the first 40 years.
也不像他四十年同太太在旷野的生活米甸牧羊的平静的生涯。
And was also not like a 40 year whereby he and the wife were shepherding in the wilderness.
上帝叫他做领袖以后
After God appointed him to the leader,
是让他辛辛苦苦天天被咒骂被埋怨任劳任苦任怨
So that every day he labor and is cursed even by the people he rule
流汗流泪
He sweat and also he has tears and eyes
带领以色列人
And to lead Israel
他不居功
He doesn't take the merit for
他不做王
He doesn't want to be king
他是劳苦的侍奉
But he labors to serve the people
这到死的时候
Until the time when he died even
在尼泊山上
And also in the mountain,
远远看见迦南美地
From far away, he see the land of Canaan.
但是上帝说你可以看，你不能进去。
But God said, you can see, you can enter.
他死了
，and then he died.
从摩西
，from Moses,
有约书亚
，and then Joshua,
有所有的四十们
，and all the judges,
到一个最后的四十
，when come the last judge,
撒母耳的时候
，Samuel,
这些人都对以色列人说，我不是你的王。耶和华是你的王。
All these judges will tell Israel, "I'm not your king. Jehovah is your king."
但以色列人到最后反对起来。
But the Israelites finally they going to go against.
为什么别的国家有王，我们没有王
？Why the other nations have king, we don't have?
我们也要王。
We also want a king.
我们要王。
We want a king.
哇，撒母耳很痛苦。
Samuel suffered much.
所以他就到主面前。
So he went to the Lord.
主啊，你听见了，他们要王。
You heard them. They want a king.
主啊，你知道我很难过。
You know I suffer.
因为我告诉他们你是王。
Because I told them you are a king.
他们不要，他们要自己从他们中间找一个王。
They don't want because they want to find among themselves a king for themselves.
后来就真的第一个以色列王就这样产生出来。
So the first Israelite king was produced in this manner.
你说这是第一个以色列王权。
That was the first Israelite this human king.
对不对？
Is that right?
我问你啊，后来扫罗选出来，是不是以色列第一次的王权？
So Saul was appointed and he became the first king.
是不是？我告诉你
，I tell you，
是第一次的民主
，first democracy，
不是王权。
那这这这啥？
因为扫罗没有说我要做王，我要做王，没有。
Because Saul did not say I want to be the king.
是百姓说我们要王，我们要王，所以是 democracy 啊。
It is the people that say, "We're a king, we're a king."
上帝很幽默地把这个事情告诉我们。
God very humorously recorded.
这是历史上最重要的一次民权怎样产生王权，怎样抵挡神权。
In the history, how this democracy produced like a king authority, and they go against.
我们要王。
We want a king.
我们不要上帝做王。
We don't want God to be a king.
我们立个王。
We want to appoint a king.
照我们四周的立国。
And like a nation that surrounding us.
所以当百姓有意见的时候
so when people have an opinion
而且是大 多数的民主的权柄得胜的时候
in at a time when the majority of the people won over through democracy，
你问到的你们这些百姓是根据什么？
You can ask the people based on what？
根据其他的人
based on other nations、
哦、所以他不是从上帝的眼光看的
so it is not from God's view that they view，
他是从世界的眼光看
from the world's view，
所以这些人就有狗的眼睛，没有老鹰的眼睛。
so all these people have the dog's eye and the eagle's eye，
他们才有对呀、啊、
they have the eye what have，
这样你们看，像今天的很多女孩子男孩看见别人哦，我穿洞你也穿洞，
like your today's people see that the ears are pierced for others you want to pierce too，
你男人你穿洞下面一个洞上面两个洞、
even the boys also with a one and two hole there，
我告诉以后呢，鼻子穿洞，舌头穿洞，最好
the nose and the tongue even pierced，
你头脑穿洞拉一条绳子来了
even your mind your brain will be have a hole there，
因为别人怎么样我也要怎么样，
because other do so and that's why I want even like that，
所以民权
so democracy
的根据
The basis of it
不是真理
，not truth，
是周围的现象
，is the phenomena surrounding。
但是你不可以过问哦
，but you cannot interfere。
大多数的赞成你要怎么样
？Majority agree what can
be done。
Samuel，
我们大家同意的
，we agree。
你不能反对
，you cannot oppose。
萨摩就到上帝面前
，and then Samuel he now come to God personally。
他说 ，God， do you know that's called people's power？
神啊，你知道吗？这是民权。
You are minority。
你是少数人啊。
They are majority。
他们是大多数。
Are you opposing so some number of people？
难道你要反对这些大多数人吗
？People's power called democracy。
这是人权。
Human right。They are humans。
他们都是人。
Human right。They are right。
人权。
Human right。
他们是对的。
其实 human wrong。
其实错的。
是 human right。
是 human right。那么人权是对的。
上帝怎么说？
神怎么？
告诉他。
跳人。
他在沟嘴全部下地狱。
And if they were to gossip more, they would go to hell.
有没有这样啊
？Is that so?
有没有啊
？Is that so?
上帝很民主的。
God is never democratic.
你注意听啊、
哦。You listen.
要不要给他们呢、啊、
？Do you want to give them?
上帝是萨摩尔。
God is Samuel.
你不要难过。
Don't feel difficult.
他们要什么
？Whatever they want.
你就给他什么。
Give them.
上帝有没有尊重民主啊
？Did God respect honor democracy?
有没有啊？所以这不是第一次的王权，是第一次的民主啊。
So this is the first democracy, not king authority.
你这样听啊，是解经书没有的。
You won't find your commentary.
你再听啊。
One more time, you listen.
上帝答应了第一次的民权的声音。
So the first time God agreed to this democratic voice.
百姓要王吗？
The people want a king.
哦，全国的意见都这样，我给他。
Okay, I'll give them.
啊，我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
上帝是很民主的。
God is a democratic.
但是1989年6月4号的时候。
But in 1989, June the 4th.
北京有差不多100万的大学生。
In Beijing, about 1 million of the US, university undergrads.
给我们自由。
Give us freedom.
给我们民主。
Give us democracy.
或者给我们死。
Give me death.
或者给我们自由。
Give me freedom.
或者给我们死。
Okay.
有的就绑结实。
Someday go on strike.
那一个运动呢？许牧师刚好在北京。
And our this Reverend Cole was actually at the time in Beijing.
他知道几十万人在那么游行的情形。
So he know the situation of thousands of people demonstrating.
你想想看。
You just imagine.
100万人坐在那边不要走啊。
1 million people sit there not to move.
那么大小便怎么样
？And what about this the daily wastings?
不能出去啊。
They cannot go.
就不能动啊。
Cannot move.
就外面都是人。
Crowded with people，
而且从安徽来，从江西来，从陕西来，从湖北来，从云南来，从什么地方来
？From different corners of the China, they came to that place。
他们北京火车站一到就到天安门，一进去就不能出来了。
So they come and stop at railway station in Beijing and went to the Tiananmen Square. They cannot come anymore。
刚进去几百个，再来几千个，再几万个围那边，那大小便怎么办
？Because thousands of people came。
就在当地大小便，当地解决。
So they only solve the human hygiene there.
结果怎么办呢
？What to do now?
臭的半死。
So smelly.
又不能动。
I cannot move.
脚下鞋都踏到这些东西。
And they cannot move.
这是很可怕的事情。
It's something terrifying.
哎呀，有人道的政府啊。
And also this government,
应当好好想。
They must think.
是我们的儿女啊。
These are our children.
是我们中华民族的精英啊。
This is the best cream of all this China.
是大学生。
And they are undergraduate.
大学生怎么100万人有钱坐火车呢
？How can they have the money with the 1 million people to
come? 因为那个火车卖票的人都同情他，上来不必票好了。
Even the conductor sympathize them and say you don't have to pay.
你要到哪里啊 我到北京天安门上来，坐大学不必票啊。
Don't invite.
是全国都支持大学生。
So the whole nation support them.
他们要求什么
？What they want?
给我们自由。
Give me liberty.
或者给我们死。那么呢，北京政府呢
？So the government in Beijing.
就是考虑给你自由呢。
So think free liberty.
或者给你死呢
？Or that.
给你自由呢
？Liberty.
或者给你死呢
？Or that.
你要两种之中一种是吗
？You want one of this？
你要哪一种？你要自由死啊
？Liberty or death？
给我自由
，Give me liberty，
不然给我死。
Give me death。
上帝说
，God say，
民主给他好了
，Democracy give。
邓小平说，你要什么？
邓小平 say，
给我自由
，Liberty，
或给我死
，or death，
好，给你死好了。
Give me death。
所以上帝是民主的
，So God is democratic。
人不是民主
，But not man。
你今天听懂了吗？
So you understand it?
每一件事你都可以从圣经的光去照耀。
Everything you can shine forth the Bible.
我今天不是刚刚出来传道的，我已经传道47年。
I've been preaching for 47 years.
我告诉你，圣经里面一定有一些原则，告诉你人类发生什么事要怎么处理。
There are some principles in God will tell you what happened to humankind and how the solution is.
你上帝的做法相比的时候
，And if you compare to God's way,
你不要用狗的眼光看。
Don't use the dog's eye to view.
用上帝宝座的眼光看。
Use the eye coming from the throne of God.
上帝是撒母耳。
God says Samuel.
你告诉他们。
Tell them.
耶和华许可你们立立王。
Jehovah allow you to anoint king.
但是。
But then.
求你注意哈。
But then.
但是。
Pay attention. But then.
你要知道。
You know.
你立了王以后。
After you appointed the king for yourself.
那个王。
The king,
他不是站在你这边
he's not on your side.
他站在他那边
he's on his own side.
他要压制你
he'll oppress you.
他要抽税
he will have this,
他用许多很重的担子放在百姓的
身上 he will allow heavy loads and burdens.
哦，上帝把人性的败坏暴露出来
So God exposed the human weaknesses and sinfulness.
这些东西来警戒人类
So you all these things to warn people.
是人需要政府
Man, yes, we need government.
因为人是有罪性
Because man has sinful nature.
那你以为有政府你就解决了吗
You thought that have government is all problems.
你最佩服的人做了总理你就很平安了吗
The one you admire the most because the president is at peace then forever.
我要陈水扁
I want 陈水扁
我要连战一直战你以为选了就好了吗
You thought after the polls and everything will be alright?
他们是人
They are humankind.
你选一个人以后
When you are vote for one
一定要想选以后他会给你什么困难你要知道
You must know what kind of difficulty he'll give to you.
印尼的总统叫 Megawati.
Megawati is our Indonesian president.
从前的那些青年的说 My mother.
And in the past the youth of Indonesia, my mother.
My spiritual life leader.
我是属灵的领袖
My dear Megawati.
我亲爱的 Megawati.
等他做了总统以后呢
After he became a president
那些人说我们反对你
And this people will oppose her
为什么神已经说了
Because the Bible says
民主啊
Democracy
你要立王啊
You want to appoint a king
Please
Go ahead
A king is not as simple as what you think
一个王不是你想象这么简单的
King is not as perfect as what you think
王也没有你想这么完美
King is so goodIs not as so good as what you think.
王也不如你想象这么好。
王要压你
，you oppress you，
抽税
，you have taxation，
管制你
，you rule over you，
收很重的这个税
，and also heavy tax on
you。你们重的东西，你们得的财货
，and what you have earned，
他要先顾自己，不是顾你。
You have taken care of himself first, not you。
所以后来上帝说
，so later on God said，
凡要按例做王的
，if you want to be anointed to be a king，
你要告诉他
，you want to tell him，
要把律法书放在他宝座的旁边
，you must put the book of the law beside the throne，
让他要常常念上帝的话
，so he continue to read the word of God，
因为他要治理百姓
，because you want to govern over the people，
他有公义
，you want to have justice，
他有诚实
，you want to be honest。
他有良善
good,
他有慈爱他有遵行上帝的道
and do according to what is said by
敬畏耶和华
and to fear the Lord,
要爱百姓
and to love the people.
这都是圣经的话
This is the word of the Bible.
天下没有一本书比这本圣经更美
There's no single other book greater than this book
上至皇帝
and coming from the king
下至农夫
and to the farmers
你要从神的话得到最高的智慧得到永恒的盼望
from God's word you have the wisdom and so eternal hope
所以我自己的归纳你注意听、哦、
so my conclusion is
以色列人
the Israelites
用民主立王
using democratic way to appoint a king
他民主一立王就这样杀死民主
So when the democracy produces the king, that king kills democracy.
No, democracy chose the king. So democracy is killing the democracy itself. 民主因为立王就民主杀死民主。
So democracy because it chose a king and then democracy kills democracy itself.
因为他们说我要王，就是。
Because they say we want king.
从此也就没有民主了嘛。
So henceforth there's no more democracy.
你听懂了吗？
You understand?
上帝这样启示人类。
In such a manner God has revealed to man.
你不要我做王。
You don't want me to be king?
不要紧。
Never mind.
其实上帝做人类的王太小，整个宇宙他的一个算什么
？You'll be too small for God to be the king only for humankind. He is the king of the whole universe.
你说马蒂尔。
马蒂尔。
如果你到我班里来，我请你做班长。
If you come to my class, I will let you be the monitor.
我要叫全班的人尊重你。
So the whole class will honor you.
马蒂尔说，我已经做了马来西亚的总理，跑去你家里去做你的班长做什么？
马蒂尔说 ，I've already been the prime minister of Malaysia. How would I go to your class to be a monitor?
上帝统管万有。
God rule over the whole universe.
你说我不要你做王。
He said we don't need the king.
上帝随便你。
Never mind.
反正做你们的王是小事情。
It's a small matter to become your king.
你们不要我。
You don't want me.
你们要另外一个罪人做王。
You want a sinner to be a king.
你要怎么王的
？What kind of king?
我们来选吗
？Let us elect.
来，选到扫罗比人高一个头。
And Saul who is the taller than others.
所以他看戏不必这样蹑手蹑脚。
So for him to watch the Saul is easy.
无论多少人，他就是这样看。
No matter how many people, he just walks easily.
他不必像撒该爬树才看得见。
Not like a Zacchaeus who got to climb a tree.
他这样就看到了。
This is all things.
他有一个王，哇，我们这个王真是
good. We have a good king.
我们有了一个王。
We have a king now.
上帝说你选了哈。
You have a chosen one.
好。
Okay.
又高大。
And he's tall.
又英俊。
And handsome.
又年轻。
And youth.
我非常魁梧。
Very good.
说得好，你选了一个比人高一个头的。
So you have chosen one who is taller than others.
上帝就派一个高人三个头的哥利亚来吓他。
God sent a Goliath to frighten him.
这个都是圣经呐、啊。
So this is in the Bible.
民主没有解决问题。
Democracy has solved the problem.
所以扫罗出来。
So saw him.
一看见高三个头，他就跑出去。
Three heads higher taller than he ran away.
你看圣经啊。
You read the Bible.
哥利亚大喊大叫的时候
，Goliath when he shouted,
扫罗就躲在房子
，so high in his room.
然后上帝再派一个比别人低三个头的大卫来杀那高山的。
God sent this David who is shorter than others.
这都是很奇妙的。
All these are very amazing.
现在哪里有这样好的书哎
？How would he have such a good book in the Bible?
民主
，the democracy.
不要神
，you don't God.
要高一个头
，you want one higher, taller.
碰到一个高三个头
，one who is even taller.
碰到上三个头的
，one is taller，
就上帝派一个低六个头的
，like God sent one who is smaller，
来杀死这个高三个头的
，kill the one who is taller。
这个叫做政治游戏
，so this political game，
而且不是那人间的政治游戏
，so not the human political game，
是灵界的。
Spiritual.
是天地界的
is what we see in heaven and earth.
是与神人关系的
is literally within God
and man. 是历史启发性
so it's historically inspiring.
的政治游戏
and politics.
Political games.
Political game.
我告诉你，今天很多政治家在游戏。
Today, a lot of politicians are playing games. Politicians play games.
当竞选的时候。
So at a time when it comes to polling.
大家不是说我要做什么，我要做什么，我要做什么。
A lot of people are not saying what I'm going to do.
从前是这样。
In the past time.
现在不是说，现在是说他怎么坏，他怎么坏，你选我一个，他坏蛋，坏蛋。
So he's bad, he's bad. Why don't you like me?
所以每一个人都讲别人坏。
So everyone that criticize the other party.
我感到做人不应该这样。
I feel that we shouldn't be sad.
我小的时候
，When I was young，
我知道总统竞选的
，I know that when the president polling，
都是把政治大纲
，He would list out the
前面的怎么做
，The declaration，
当作许愿诺言来告诉百姓，如果我做，我要这样这样这样这样
，And that become a promise to people. If you were to choose me, I will do such things.
所以有一个国家
，There is a nation，
全国都是河。
The whole nation has a rivers.
美国乡村到别的地方一定要坐船，麻烦的不得了。
So every place they go, they got to take a boat.
所以有一个总统候选人。
Those are the presidency candidate.
他说 ，If you choose me,
如果你选我
，I'm going to build some bridges in this city.
我在这个城里面要建一些桥梁。
In your village.
然后在你的乡镇里面。
In your town.
在你的城市。
In your city.
在你的城市。
I will build bridges.
我要建几座桥梁，
他就到处这样演讲，哇，大家都欢喜，哇，这个如果做总统，我们就有桥了。
So such a promise he made to the people, and everybody wants him.
他以为这样演讲一定很多人选。
He thought that people want him.
有一次，他到一个小乡村。
It was one he go to small village.
他说，大声说。
Yes.
如果你们选我，
if you choose me,
我就为你们造许多的桥。
I'll build a bridge for you.
他以为大家会鼓掌。
He thought people would applaud.
他在静静。
But everybody keep.
他在讲，听见没有？
Have you heard?
你们选我。 我就问你们造西藏的桥。
British。
后来一个人说：“总统、候选人
，President Kennedy，
我们这个乡村没有桥。
We this are。
我们乡村没有河。
We are not river。
那个乡村没有河啊。
That village has no river。
糟糕了，人家没有河，我造桥做什么
？So people have no river, why build bridges？
所以他知道他错了。
So you know he was wrong。
灵机一动，他怎么讲的
？So he said that。
我先为你们造河，有在造桥。
Make river for you and big bridges for you。
三寸不烂之舌啊。
So he was eloquent。
一竞选的时候
，So when he was polished，
什么话都讲出来。
You say everything。
前四年
，Four years ago，
我在台湾。讲神学讲座的时候
，In Taiwan when I had a theological seminar，
刚好国民党跟民进党竞争很厉害。
And also the two parties there were having competition。
国民党是百年老店，
国民党 is an old shop。
民进党是初出茅庐，
民进党 is a new shop。
还有这个再起来了
，And other parties came。
有新党，
新党
有这个复就还有什么党就叫做建国党，就是要台湾独立的。
And the one that won that this Taiwan the.
那么结果有三个党
，so there were three parties
竞争的厉害
，so they want to compete。
每一个都骂别人
，so everyone
骂的很厉害。有一天我看得很难过
，one day I feel bad。
我坐 taxi 的时候
，when I was in taxi，
平常很多年轻人驾 taxi。
In the past was some young people to drive。
那一天有一个很老的
，and that day was an old person。
我以为自己老，他比我更老。
I thought I'm always older。
他在那驾 taxi，
so he was driving a taxi。
我说老先生啊
，I said。Man,
我真的不明白、
哦。I understand。
那个台湾这个竞选，大家一直骂人怎么样？这些人怎么可以这样
？The Taiwan, how can they scold the other party？
他们做人怎么可以这样
？How can they behave such？
你知道他怎么回答
？And how you answer？
他们是谁啊
？Who are they？
我说这几个人吗
？These few persons。
哎呀，做人怎么可以这样？他们根本不是人。
They are not human。
吓死我！哇，三个一直骂人，这个人骂到脸，他都不是人。
So he's cold. The other three are not human.
他用骂人不是人的话来骂那些骂人的人。
So he say that they are not human to scold the people.
刚好到了，我就给他钱，快快下去。主耶稣啊，求主怜悯这个世界吧。
So I pay the money and say, God help the people.
我的印象深得不得了。
So it was so deep impression.
那天晚上
，That night，
我就把这个故事讲给几千人。
So when I told this story to a lot of people，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear sisters，
这是世界啊
，This is the world。
We are playing political game。
我们是玩政治游戏。
这个世界多少政治家是真正要为百姓牺牲自己
？How many politicians in this world truly want to sacrifice themselves for the people？
为什么做总统他大家这样爱哦？
Why is that when you kind of president people love him？
为什么呢
？Why？
做总统很辛苦的，不相信做看看。如果有人要你做
，It's not easy to be a president。
你试试看做看。
Why don't you try it？
不要说做总统
，Not say the president。
做班长都很辛苦
，Even the monitor is difficult。
我有个老师啊
，I have a teacher。
他是加拿大的
，He's a Canadian。
他说 ，What kind of sin has been committed by those presidents？
到底这个总统犯了什么罪过
？So God called them to be。A president，
是神能够叫他们做这个总统。
Such a terrible job to do，
那么是很可怕的一个工作。
我说为什么这个 terrible job？
Why terrible？ I ask。
他说 ，Don't you see？
你看到吗
？Of the man chosen to be president within 2 years all white。
那么当人被选中了两年之后，他们头发都变白了。
有没有？有没有？啊？你看 Clinton，
you see Clinton，
多久以后头发白了？
The hair turned gray。
你看这个 Bush，
一个 Bush，
从前是 hair， 现在变成 Bush。
发现那个不是。
你看看吧。
You see，
文化大革命的时候
，At the time of Cultural Revolution，
周恩来在一个月里面头发白了。
周恩来 within just one month，
我就想起那个教授对我说
，So I recollect that the professor
was what sin that committed。So God called them to be president.
他们到底犯了什么？他们犯了什么罪过？神要叫他们做总统，使他们能够这样的去来受苦。
我说大概做总统很舒服吧。
I thought that to be a president is good.
You are too young. You don't know this. 那个时候我才二十多岁。
你太年轻，你不晓得。
If that to be president is good.
我要做总统很好。
How come because white hairs?
那为什么有这么多白头发呢？
我回答他说。
So I answer.
If to be president is not good.Well, how come they want to be elected again?
那么如果这个这种不好，为什么他们要连任呢？
结果他两个拳头 ，Well, I don't know， 就跑掉了。
So he shrugged his shoulder, said, "I don't know," and ran away.
我也觉得 ，I don't know， 我也跑掉了。
I shrugged my shoulder, said, "I don't know," and ran away.
为什么人这么喜欢做总统
？Why should people want to be the president?
薪水很大。
A good salary.
权柄好玩呐、啊。
A good power.
而且名誉很响啊。
And also people knows that.
世界都知道。
And the whole world knows it.
而且做总统四年以后。
And 4 years after become president.
你下台。
When you step down.
你照拿总统的薪水到你死的那一天。
You continue to take the president's pay until the
death. 你懂吗
？Do you know?
你做牧师啊，养老的时候不知道怎么样。
So when you become a pastor, when you retire, you don't know where the money will go.
你做理发师、厨师、什么师、老师都不知道怎么样。
And even a barber, a chef, also you don't know where is your life after you retire.
你做总统，一生一世有饭放在你的头。
But as a president, then you'll be fed for your whole life.
你不怕饭桶没有放东西吗
？You'll be fed for your whole life.
大家都喜欢做总统。
Everybody likes to be president.
我不是说因为这样，所以你不要去做总统。
I'm not saying because of that you don't want to be a president.
但是我告诉你，不可以因为其他的动机你做总统。
Not because of other motive you want to be a president.
每一个人
，every person，
特别是基督徒
，especially Christians，
要愿意做众人的领袖。
You want to be the leader for all.
耶稣说。你们若有人要做大
，If you want to be big，
就必做众人的仆人。
You must be the servant of all.
Be the servant of all first in order to achieve your ambition of being the leader.
你现在成为众人仆人，然后才可以满足人愿望，要成为领袖。
This is the law of biblical leadership.
也是圣经做领袖的原则。
现在很多传道人也去外国去读 leadership。带回来的都不是圣经的原则。
A lot of these preachers go and study leadership in a foreign country and come back to practice good leadership.
我1979年开始印尼归正福音教会。
In 1979, I started Reform Evangelical Church in Indonesia.
很多人就批评我了。
A lot of criticized me.
他说 Stephen Tong 唐牧师根本不懂得行政。
He said Stephen Tong doesn't know our administration.
也不懂得领袖学。
That's about leadership.
所以有一个我的学生呢。
So one my student.
我跟他一次讲到机会，他故意在里面讲一大堆领袖学，跟我的看法完全不一样，来讽刺我。
So I give him a chance to preach, and then he talk about leadership. That is a bit satirical to me.
我当然老人家不是不懂啊。
Of course, we as old men we know.
当然、有一些老人家是懵懵懂懂，所以不是真懂。
Of course, there are some of these old men who are ignorant.
我不是那种老人家的。
I'm not that kind of old man.
我年龄是大的，我的头脑比你更年轻的。
I may be older than you, but then my mind is younger than you do.
不然怎么这么多年轻人还要听我讲道
？Why? If not, why should young people listen to me?
后来我把他叫来。
So I call him.、
你今天讲的不错。
Good,
你第一段是从哪一本书来？第二段是从哪一个人写的？他吓死了。
The first few sentences come from which author? Come from which author? I